Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Good Monday morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. It is Monday, Monday here on G's Power Hour. Mondays are always fun on G's Power Hour. I try to keep it interesting. So it's the third Monday of the month, which means it's really interesting because we're going to be grubbing and then we're going to be doing a little gardening because I couldn't go by without trying to get Robert Bowden back on. So he's going to be on the second half. The first half, we got Chef Z. Good morning, Chef Z. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing quite well. Always a blessing to have you on. Thank you so much. Everything well?
Yes, everything's going pretty good.
Good.
It's doing fine.
Good.
Ready
so, what's
that
going on today?
Yep. Well, Halloween. Well, you know, or the fall season, I should say. I don't necessarily celebrate Halloween itself.
I don't
know.
Either.
It's all around me. But and then
I
always get doing the kids, you know, costumes anyways, and then you got the Lone Rangers that knock on your door, so
okay.
I guess sometimes you're forced to do it whether you want to or not.
I do have you. I know what you're talking about. I try to keep my house dark because I just, you know, it's like, I'm sorry I got that for you, you know, I ain't really trying to go there, you know, but anyway, so.
And
what we got.
And it's
I mean,
so
I like the eating part of it though. Although that's not good.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
candy in moderation. But you know what? I've learned that I don't like the kids to feel disappointed for those who are out there. So the one thing, although I don't celebrate personally, I make sure we have the best candy on the block. I want the kids. Like, did you go to that green over there? They got blah, blah, blah. So we try to, in our neighborhood, is so exclusive that we only get so many trick-or-treaters. Maybe if we get 20, we're lucky. So it's not a big deal. So, but, you know, I just like to make sure that they talk about us for the rest of the year, that we have the best candy.
All right.
But, you know, Halloween this year is going to look different for a lot of kids, and I know that a lot of parents are trying to keep things normal as much as possible. But, you know, I think this is the perfect time when we're going through something as epic as what we're going through right now, this pandemic. Hopefully this is a once-in-a-millennial thing, a once-in-a-lifetime thing for a lot of us. And so I think this is the best time to seize the moment. And by doing so, you know, not hiding what's going on from the kids. If I know most kids by now know what's going on, those that are old enough to know. I'm surprised at how a lot of parents are sheltering their kids from, you know, the facts. You know, they're just saying, you know, you know, it's just a lot of stuff. But the more that we can embrace the moment and embrace what's going on and address those health issues head on, the better off we and our kids and our family will be. You know, so saying, hey, because we're human, it has the possibility to affect us, but we can't control health-wise by what we eat and supplements, et cetera, how it's going to affect us. And so this is the perfect time to, you know, embrace a healthier lifestyle. You don't have to go necessarily on a diet. You don't have to give up everything. But now is the perfect time to say, hey, I'm going to stop eating sugary snacks or drinking sugary drinks. That's what something I've been kind of focusing on for myself, because sugar is just an issue for me, period. But I am now saying, okay, if I'm going to have a sugary drink, it's going to be one for the day, and I need to make it, first I'm going to make it a good one, and then when am I going to have it? You know, so I try not to have it at night before bed, and, you know, what meal am I going to have it, and then it's that one drink, you know, and then I look around, and sometimes there's days I thought I was going to allow myself the sugary drink. I didn't. I forgot all about it because I was busy getting the water in. Yeah, so, you know, just trying to create a habit. So doing that with the kids as well, you know, younger kids, while we tend to think that kids need juice all the time, juice has a lot of sugar in it. So if you got your kid bouncing around the house and drinking juice and Capri Suns all day, it could be what they're drinking and what they're snacking. There may be a lot of sugar content. So believe it or not, if you give water a chance with kids, you'll be surprised at how much kids just enjoy drinking water. You know, save juice for once a day or, you know, special occasions. Kids really don't need juice, especially if their diet is making up for it in other ways. So, you know, that's something that we may want to consider. But said all that to say this, you can also embrace that with your Halloween goodies. If your kids are going to trick or treat, or if they're in school and they're bringing snacks to school, there are a couple of cute things that I found online that are like perfect for kids to take to school. I know dealing with my son, there were kids in his class that they had certain allergies and certain things they couldn't bring to school. And the teacher suggested, she had a list of things that she suggested that was friendly for all the kids in class. So we ended up making, we made these little Frankenstein heads out of Yoo-hoo box drinks. And they were just the cutest little things. It gave kids the opportunity to kind of do a little, crafty ideas, you know, and stuff. And it was a class-friendly treat for, you know, all the different kids in the box. So it wasn't candy, even though we know Yoo-hoo isn't the best. But it doesn't have, like, that dairy and all that kind of stuff in it. So it was an actual, you know, it was a drink. They're considered drinks, and so it was classroom friendly. So, you know, doing the little Frankenstein thing we thought was cute. Then, you know, those little cups, applesauce, you know, the little single-serving applesauce. I saw the neatest idea where someone took the cups of applesauce and they flipped them, and then they made, some of them had mummy heads, some of them they made look like spiders, and it was just all from flipping the cup over on the other side. And some of them were even two cups back to back to make an even bigger spider. Some of them even made them like they put little pipe cleaners on them to make the little grooves in a pumpkin and made a nice little pumpkin. And it was actually two cups of applesauce. So I thought that was cute. It was a cute little snack. I would like to receive that. I like the little applesauce, and so I thought that was really cute with it. And then, you know, they put the little googly eyes on them, and you can get the little googly eye things from, like, the Dollar Tree. Not a big, you know, big thing. And then, this is the cutest little thing, speaking of googly eyes. You take individual boxes of raisins, and then you wrap it with masking tape to give it that mummy effect, to make the box look like a wrapped up mummy. And then you just put two googly eyes on that. That really is really cute, and it looks like a little wrapped up mummy. There's so many little cute things that you can do that are not candy for kids, and I just love it. And especially if the kids are still knocking on your door, they'll hate you for a minute. But believe me, once all the candy is done, or when they've been sick from candy, they'll be looking for these other, you know, and you'll be surprised at how many kids don't enjoy candy as much as we think they do. So, you know, I always tell people, don't let the kids scare you into making candy, you know, that you got to give out candy every time. Yeah. My little granddaughter, she's not that big into candies, I noticed, and I'm kind of happy for her. Thank God one of us doesn't have the curse. So, you know, I think it's, you know, if you give them a chance. Also, neat little trail mixes. So you can kind of give the kids the the best of both worlds. And tongue-tied by doing a trail mix. Mm-hmm. So you can do a healthy trail mix, and you don't have to go out and buy all these different single ingredients. You can get smart with it. Granola, they have a lot of nice granola mixes out now. So buy some pre-made granola. Then you can also buy the unsalted nuts. Kids don't need all that salt. Get unsalted nuts. And then you can add dried fruits and then like mini M&Ms. Those are perfect. The plain M&Ms are perfect for trail mix. And especially if you want to stay away from peanuts, you can just switch out the nut mix, the mixed nuts, and then just use almonds or cashews or something like that and make a nice trail mix and package those for these are, you know what I'm saying, for kids that you know, kids that are coming to your children's school, you know, or something like that. I know a lot of the schools now are having some, you know, new rules and stuff about how they're celebrating and stuff. But there's no study that I've read so far that says that coronavirus is traveling on food. So the jury is out, but, you know, some of the that you could do for healthy snacks, if you're asked to bring a snack to school or you want to do something fun with your kids. And then even if you want to have like a little party for your child, you know, just in celebration, I saw the cutest little spider deviled eggs. It's so cute. So you take, you make deviled eggs just like you normally would do. Then you would take a black olive and cut it in half. And then you would take half of that half and push that cut side down into your deviled egg cream. And then you take the other half and make little slices for your legs. And you arrange those on the side of the olive, and it looks like a spider. So it looks like you have a spider on top of your deviled egg, a black spider. Those are some cute little things as well. And then I saw one of a parent took and made hummus, and then they took carrots and they peeled the carrots and put them in the and roasted them a little bit in the oven, and then they took the carrots and laid them. They pushed them down in a bowl of hummus that's going to come out. They pushed them down in a bowl of hummus to make it look like a hand was coming out of the bowl of hummus because the carrots were the fingers. So it had the carrot fingers. So If I know if you look those up on the internet, you'll see it's a hummus carrot fingers. And I found a neat little website that has a lot of these ideas that I am mentioning that link up on my Facebook page so that people can go and look at those links if they want to see a picture of what those things actually look like. And all of them are so easy, so easy. I haven't seen one that I couldn't recreate yet, so I think these are like are hits with other people. There were also some broomsticks that were made from the pretzel rods and then string cheese. And then they tied like a little green string or some chives around it if you want to make it all edible, and it looked like a witch's broomstick. So that was kind of a neat, healthy idea. I could see kids playing around with that. And then there was also someone, I don't know if I agree with this, but it was done. Someone made pumpkin deviled eggs. So
eggs.
I don't think
okay.
I'll try anything in line, I guess. Yeah, I wouldn't put the pumpkin in my deviled egg cream, but you know, to each his own. But
yep.
Something that will make it red as well. And then I saw another recipe. Someone used it roasted red pepper. So you could use like paprika to give you that orangey red hue in your deviled egg cream to fill your deviled egg with. Yeah, and then they did little grooves in it and just put a little chive top at the tip of it and made it look like a little pumpkin. That I can agree with, but I'm not going to put any pumpkin in my deviled egg. I can't do it. There's a lot of places pumpkin can go, but I don't think I want it in my deviled egg.
You might be surprised.
Yeah, I might be, but I got to get, I'm not there yet with pumpkin.
not there yet.
Then I saw another little cute, healthy idea. Someone did a candy corn treat. And I know this is more for like a party or a get together. They took a stemless wine glass and they filled the bottom with chopped pineapple, so pineapple, cube pineapple. And then the second layer, they use fresh orange slices. So you see where I'm going here? And then on the very, very top, they put a little squirt of whipped topping. And then in the whipped topping, they put an actual candy corn. So you could kind of see what the play on the colors were. And it looked just like if you look at it and you look at the little candy corn, you go, oh, okay, I see where you're going with that. That's a nice little treat, you know, if you're just wanting to even serve a fall treat. Because candy corns are pure sugar. And so that's a little healthier. And then you still get your little candy corn at the top as a little treat instead of eating handfuls of that. We don't want to go there. So I thought that was cute. Then another thing I saw a lot of moms for, this was on a Pinterest page. It was pinned a lot. So I know there's a lot of moms are going to do it. But they made a pancake, and then once they made the pancake, they hollowed out two spaces for eyes. They put the eggs in there, made sunny side up eggs. But because the, your yolk will go different places, but that eyes kind of look real, you know, they looked real cattywampus. One eye was facing this way and one eye was facing the other. And then they just used like strawberries on it and made it look like someone had kind of stabbed the pancake. It was gory, but it was cute.
Okay.
So I think a lot of kids will be, you know, kids like that, especially boys,
yeah.
you know, they think you're going to be eating stuff like that, like, rah, you know, like, here's your bloody pancake, you know, the kids will really get into that. Then
cool.
I saw mummy toast pizzas. Now, those are the most adorable things, and I think I might even make these, because these remind me of when we were coming up and we would make our own little personal pizzas on top of bread. So you would just get your square plain Wonder bread or, you know, whatever bread you're using, and then you take Swiss or mozzarella, any kind of white cheese, and you cut small strips out. And you lay, you put down your marinara sauce on top of the bread. Then you lay those strips of the mozzarella or Swiss cheese across, like you would be wrapping a mummy. And then they use two black olives for the eyes to make it look really spooky. So that, I thought that was the cutest thing. And you could put them in your toaster oven or your oven, and they take about, 2 or 3 minutes just to get that cheese melty on the top. And I think they're the cutest little treats to make, you know, to give to your kids. Also, you know those little Bluebell cheese rounds? You know what I'm talking about? They're wrapped in the red wax.
Oh, the Baby Bell?
Individual.
Yeah, okay.
Baby Bell.
Yeah, my husband likes those, yeah.
Yeah, they're so creamy. I love them, too. So you can take those, and someone actually has a tutorial that shows you how to make cheese monsters. And they put little googly eyes on them. Then they cut out places, like, right across the middle where you peel it. You peel it first, but you don't separate the two pieces of wax. Then that gives you space to kind of go in with your scissors and notch it, make little teeth on it. Then you can put the little googly eyes on the top and make weird faces. One of them that I saw, it had, like, scary teeth on it. Someone notched out the teeth, and then they only put one googly eye in the middle, you know. That was really neat. Then one of them, they just ripped across the center, and then they just put googly eyes all over it to make it, you know, small and large ones all over. Looked kind of neat. I saw one that looked like a vampire, the Dracula one. It was all kinds of cute little things. I never thought about what you could do with the cheese like that. I think those are some really, you know, cool ideas for kids to do. I guess if you really, you know, your head out there, you could come back with some really good things. There was another tutorial that I came across for apple mummies. These were real good for kids. You know, again, this is something that you would just give your kid at home. You wouldn't go anywhere else with it. But they started to peel an apple, but not, you know, some of the skin was left on, so it would just look like a mummy. And then they put two pieces of clove or something in there, anything that was black, to give it the eyes, so it looked like a nice little cute mummy that was an apple. That was really cute. And then my little ultimate favorite little thing that I think would be friendly for all kids, you know, in the classroom, is for kids to make those little orange jack-o'-lanterns, or the little, what do you call them, the cuties. Take the little cuties and get a little permanent marker, and you just draw your jack-o'-lantern face on it. You know, and I thought, how cute is that? Because they're orange like a pumpkin. And then the little top where the stem was attached, that looks just like, you know, the top of a pumpkin. And you can make all kinds of faces. The oranges, you know, they are safer to me. You don't have to worry about cutting your finger off. Not to say you'll do that. But, you know, it's a nice, safe way, especially if you have little ones, to get those oranges, especially the cuties, and let them draw their own happy or sad or scary jack-o'-lantern faces. And if you wanted to, if you got those googly eyes that I mentioned, you could use googly eyes on there to even take that a little bit further. But I just, that is like my ultimate favorite thing that I saw with all the different crafts that were going on for Halloween. I just, oh, and another one that I saw that was really cute was the googly eyes again. Just buy googly eyes and you won't go wrong. But they took clear cups, like you can get them from the Dollar Tree, and they're clear cups with a lid on them that have their own little straw, and they were filled with grapes. Someone put the googly eyes on it and gave them like little stitch marks and the Frankenstein type mouth, and then they drew the Frankenstein hair at the top, and I thought that was so cute for a little treat to give to someone. I would like that because I would take my cup of grapes and I would put it in the freezer and then come back and pour me a drink in it, just even water, because all my little grapes would be my ice cubes, and then I could enjoy my grapes after I drank my water. I just thought that would be cute.
Ooh, and
isn't that, aren't they really neat, though? I mean, like I said, there's a lot of neat things that you could come up with for Halloween that the kids really would enjoy. And a lot of these, I think the kids would even enjoy making them and not realize that they were actually healthy.
Right.
Because
right.
They had so much fun.
Yeah, especially like around this time with everything that's going on right now, it's going to be a different type of Halloween altogether. But to have them and kind of involved with any treats that you're going to do will probably take their mind off of what they can't do this time around.
Yes, exactly. And that's my whole point is, you know, embrace this time. There's a lot for us to get out of it if we so wish to, you know, if we take advantage of it. And the kids, they, you know, of course, they're never going to forget this is what happened during this time, but they can think about all the fun that they had. Because that, you know, to me, and me and the kids, that's what we, that's what matters at the end of the day. How much fun did we have?
Mm-hmm.
Or was there any fun involved in doing whatever it was, no matter the situation? That's what kids draw back to at the end of the day. So, you know, and then, God forbid anything happens, we all want to just make sure we're our best selves so that we can be able to combat anything that comes our way. And so embracing a healthier lifestyle or just even healthier habits will go so far. Will go so far in all of this. And I
think
we just can't, this has shown that we just can't continue the same way we have in the past. We have to move forward differently. This thing is going to be around for a few years. Unfortunately, that's just the nature of things. And so the longer it's around and the more we come from up under our shells, the more chance we're going to have of coming into contact with someone. And we just, like I said, we want to be our best selves. Embrace healthier attitudes and we'll do better. But I think, you know, like I said, having these little treats and getting the kids involved in the kitchen, period, you will see such a big difference. Even I know you're going to start talking about gardening, and I can't wait to hear that because I love when kids start to garden. It makes my job so much easier because kids take a vested interest. That is human nature. We are invested in whatever we put our hands into. You put your hands in that dirt, I don't care if you don't say you're not a farmer like me. You want to see what happened. What happened?
Yeah.
What did I do when I put my hand in that dirt? I want to see what goes on. You know, I have these pineapple plants. That is the worst thing for someone with no patience to grow. Because, you know, you're like, oh, no one told me it was going to be a couple of years. But guess what? It never fails. Every day I'm peeking at my plant. I want to know what's going on. I think I'm trying to beat the squirrels to my, before that, you know, something comes up, I want to beat the squirrels to it. But I want to know what happened. I want to know what went on. So I'm investing it. So kids will be, and that goes for the kitchen as well. But I'll put that link up on my page if anybody's interested in it. You know, if they want to make some healthy treats, it'll be there on the Roman Gourmet Z Carter.
All right. It'll have a link to that on the G's Power Hour Facebook page, too. So, you know, just if you either way, you get a chance to see what she's talking about. So, Chef Z, thanks so much. Really appreciate having you back. And I can only guess what we're going to be talking about next month. But, you know, we may change it up. You never know. Have a blessed week.
Okay.
All right.
Be safe and take care of yourself.
Take care. And we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Robert Boughton of Harry P. Lou Gardens. This is G's Power Hour. G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment. We'll be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes, and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth, it's relaxing, it's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Don't forget, go vote. It's time. You can do it. The places are open, so, you know, get your sample ballot and go run and do that. In the meantime, we want to thank Chef Z for being on with us the last half hour, and we want to thank Robert Boughton for coming on with us today after we kind of had a miscommunication last week. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather, Mr. Boughton. How are you
good
doing?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great. How about you? It's a beautiful day out there.
Yes, it is. It really is. It's not overly hot and everything. In fact, there was I was out yesterday. It was a nice breeze, you know, and
I was,
not one of those balmy breezes either, you know.
I had to come inside, brush my shoes off, and come to the phone because I'm out there planting vegetables this morning and this afternoon. It's a perfect day for it.
And what are we planting?
Well, I guess it'd be easier to say what you're not planting, because this time of the year is when you plant everything. So looking at collards, broccoli, cabbages. We've even got some rhubarb and some artichokes and beans and lettuce, cabbage. We have cucumbers and carrots out there, some squash. Yeah, this is the time of year. Everything grows. This time of year, it's a pretty busy time of the year for gardeners.
Yay. And it's nice, like I said, the heat's not beating down real, real hard on you and everything, but you still have to take precautions. Don't forget your sunscreen and everything. But I have questions. I had questions. I think I got more questions now, but anyway. So I think I mentioned we have a guava bush, tree, whatever. My husband wanted to know about, should you cut it back? What do you do with it around this time? It seems to kind of, I guess, be a little dormant now. And it was going for a while. And I don't know if the squirrels got to some of the little buds or whatever, but we didn't get as many pieces of fruit as I thought we were going to get. It's like you would see them start And the next time you went out, you didn't see anything at all.
Yeah, generally, we don't prune guava.
Okay.
It sort of self-heads and makes a sort of a round, tall bush / tree, depending on how you trained it.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of your listeners may be from someplace else other than Central Florida. And when we talk about plants this time of year up north, you want to stop fertilizing because, you know, the plants are getting ready to go dormant up north, and you might not want to put fertilizer out to encourage new growth that's only going to be hit by the first frost. But that's not the case here. We grow 12 months a year, and including guavas and a lot of other things. Now, there are some plants that do lose their leaves. Sweet gum tree is a perfect example. So it does go dormant. Maple trees, they go dormant too. They lose all their leaves, and then February they start putting them out again. But we should not be careful about putting fertilizer out. We should be fertilizing every other month, and that includes the winter months here because things continue to grow. So just if you grew up north and you have to stop in the fall, you need to continue. You have to apply small amounts of fertilizer every 2 months and make sure you scratch it into the soil and water it in well. But you have to put out fertilizer every month. So I suspect hearing that you had fewer flowers and fewer fruit, that you may need to add a little bit of fertilizer to that. And make sure it gets regular doses of water. If you go to one of the home improvement stores, I want to say it's Lowe's, but I'm not sure. But Sunnyland, which is up here, right here in Sanford, Florida, they sell a 10-10-10 fertilizer, and they also have a 15-0-15 fertilizer. Both of those are fabulous everyday shrub sort of fertilizer. You probably want to put something different on your palm trees and your azaleas, but just about everything else, you can use a 10-10. Now, Sunnyland has a new product. It's 10-10-10 with microbes. Now, what that means is that there's, in addition to the fertilizer, they've put some, I don't know what you call them, microscopic animals in there. And they're dormant in the fertilizer. But when you put it out, it's kind of like a good fungus or a good bacteria. They start interacting with the soil, and it's just a really, really good product, and it's an all-purpose general fertilizer. I've used it in the vegetable garden, and it works equally well there. So you might want to think, if your fruit trees didn't produce a lot, you might want to look at adding some fertilizer to that.
Okay. And, yeah, and I have seen Sunnyland both at Lowe's and I think I saw it at Lucas, too. So we went out to Lucas.
Yeah, that's
back.
Probably – yeah, they're a good garden center. They probably would have it, yep.
Yeah. So the other question my husband had was about an avocado sapling that we received and we planted it. And it's still – it's just it's looking a little puny. Same thing, need to fertilize it or – but we thought maybe the heat had gotten to it or something.
I have some bad news, and that is I would not recommend planting avocados. Avocados have an insect that burrows underneath the bark and eats the stuff between the bark and the wood itself, and trees can go through one or two infestations of this But eventually, avocados are going to die. They have the same insect pest that the magnolias out in the swamp. You see those bright white flowers around.
Mm-hmm.
That's called red bay.
Magnolias.
Yeah, this is called red bay. It's a native, grows in the swamp. And you don't see nearly as many of those as you used to because of this insect. And you have to assume that if you have an avocado or one of these red bay magnolias or gordonia, that you're going to get this bug. So, and there's really nothing you can do to prevent it. So,
no pest control for the bug at all?
No, not really. Oh. No.
Oh.
I mean, they say you can spray 7 on it from time to time, but once that bug gets underneath the bark, there's nothing you can do. There's no chemical that you can use on an edible plant that you want to use on that. Now, also, keep in mind that it could be 8, maybe even 9 years before a avocado grown from seed is going to produce fruit. And the fruit might not resemble the fruit that it came from. Most of the avocados have been bred by plant breeders to exhibit certain characteristics that people seem to like. And so they have genes from one or two parents, and that's the product that you get. Chances are, though, that the avocado that you grew from seed isn't going to resemble either parent. It's or isn't going to have the characteristics of both, like the avocado that you took it from. It's going to revert back to either of its parents or maybe even its grandparents. And that tree isn't going to have the qualities that you're looking for. So it's fun. It's fun to see it grow, but chances are it's not going to produce the fruit that you're expecting.
Okay. Other bad news.
I'm full of good news, aren't I?
Yeah.
You want me to hang up and start over?
No, never. So, all right. So, anyway, one of the things that also I did and didn't do, one time we talked a few months back about, and I forget what you call the process, but you were talking about clearing out where I put the pallets, about clearing out vegetation and putting the plastic over it and taping it around and everything and leaving it down. I got busy and got the plastic, but we didn't do the covering and everything. So I'm assuming it's probably too late to do that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be super hot.
Yeah.
And the other reason that you don't want to do it now is because now is the time that you want everything to grow.
Right.
So if you're going to solarize, if you're going to fluff up your soil and then put plastic over it, it needs to be super, super hot outside. So we're looking at May, June, July, August. All right. So keep it on as long as you can. But one, it's not going to get hot enough right now to make that happen. And two, you don't want to solarize your garden now because you need to be growing plants in it now.
Okay.
Most people don't grow some of the summer stuff that grows here, like sweet potatoes and okra and black-eyed peas. They don't grow that anyway, so that's a good time to solarize. But now you should be putting everything out into the garden, and you don't want to solarize now because you're going to have to do it for a month and a half or two, and you want to be eating stuff right now.
Right. So since I did not solarize, what should I be doing to improve the health of my garden?
Add as much organic matter as you can. And that you can do that a couple different ways. You can go to a garden center or a home improvement store and get bags of potting soil. I wouldn't recommend garden soil, but potting soil would work. and maybe some black cow. Black cow would help. Put that in there.
Black cow is great.
If you go to one of these yards that sell bulk mulch, you see big piles of mulch, oftentimes they have compost as well. And if you have a friend who has a pickup truck, you could buy them lunch and have them get you a truckload of compost and then put compost in your garden, and then you have to till it in. So you mix the native soil and the compost or the bag of soil. You mix all that together and then plant. The one pest that we hate more than anything, and that's nematodes.
Right.
And they are very, very difficult to control. And there's thousands and thousands of them in a single square foot of soil. So you have to live with them, but you can certainly reduce the number of those by increasing the amount of organic matter you have in your soil. We discovered that on our own because we were planting annuals out into the garden, and then in about 4 weeks, they all looked pretty bad. And when we pulled them out of the ground, they had no roots. The nematodes have eaten everything. So we did a little research, and we discovered that if we add organic matter every time we plant, it would significantly reduce the numbers of those little worms. So we did. We went out to Zellwood and got some mushroom compost, brought it back, scattered it over the garden about an inch or two thick, and then rototilled all that up. And our bedding plants never looked better. So increasing organic matter is absolutely essential. Solarizing will help, but you have to do it long enough. It's not going to kill the nematodes. It's going to force the nematodes deeper into the ground where it's not so hot. And then over a period of time, they will come back. But in the meantime, you'll be able to grow a lot of vegetables without a lot of damage from the nematodes. So I would get a lot of organic matter and till that into the soil right now before you plant.
Okay. And where in Zellwood did you get this mushroom compost?
It's called the Monterey Mushroom Company.
Ah, yeah, I've seen those Monterey
mushrooms. It's off of 441 in Zellwood, and they will sell you mushroom compost, which was used to grow the mushrooms, and they've put it in large hills and let it cook so it kills all the pathogens and anything else that might be in there. It's wonderful compost. And so beginning October 1st, they began selling it again. So it's available now for people to go get if they want some.
Cool. Okay. I didn't know about that. So I'll have to hit. That sounds like a weekend trip out there.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, when you buy a pickup truck and you sign on the dotted line, in real small print, not many people know this, but in real small print, you're obligating yourself to, one, help people move if they have to, and two, you have to go get compost for your neighbor. That's all part of the deal.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we haven't talked a while about what's going on at the gardens, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. This is
Steve
Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. We're here with Robert Bowden of Harry P. Lou Gardens. The number, if you have questions, real quick, 516-387-1944, and we'll be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour. I never had so good entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us. We are here with Mr. Robert Bowden. He is the executive director of Harry P. Lou Gardens here in Central Florida. We usually do Friday in the garden, but we are picking up some information today. And I have to say, Robert, I missed this, and I'm upset about it. You had your jazz and blues concert, right?
Yeah.
It was sold out, too.
That went, it was sold out. We had a little rain around 9:30, which shooed everybody home. But, you know, just the fact that you can buy a ticket, stroll the gardens with a glass of wine and see all the different gardens we have, and then settle down on your blanket or your lawn chair and enjoy the music. It was a wonderful night.
I'm so upset. But and you all only do that once a year, or what?
No, we do it in the spring and the fall.
Okay, so yep. I'm definitely
spring and the fall.
Definitely got to get there for the fall. I mean, for the spring.
And we have the Fairy Doors are still here. They haven't left yet for their winter vacation. So the Fairy Doors are here through the end of October. And then beginning in December, the first time ever, we are decorating the gardens with 1 million Christmas lights. And that starts in December and goes through, I think, January 3rd. You have to go to our website for that. But there's going to be Christmas lights, magnificent, beautiful things in the gardens for one solid month. So tickets, if you go to our website, you'll learn how to get the tickets. They're time tickets, so you can come to the gardens and visit at a specific time and enjoy all of the lights. There'll be food and beverages available as well. So we are really, really excited about that. And then, I know it's a long way off, but actually it's right around the corner. Beginning in January and going through March, we're bringing back the dinosaur exhibit. And that is going to be spectacular. We have all new dinosaurs from our good friend out in Iowa, who's a paleontologist. And he also is a sculptor, and he made these wonderful dinosaur sculptures. So there'll be 20 individual dinosaurs out in the gardens beginning mid-January through March. And, of course, all of these things can be seen on our website at Lou Gardens. That's L-E-U gardens.net.com. Keep in mind, too, we also continue to have face-to-face classes as well as Zoom classes. So you can buy tickets and take some Zoom classes. You don't even have to leave your house. You can take Zoom classes right off your computer. And I'm teaching three or four every week, it seems, and they've been quite popular. The only downside, of course, is that you don't get to visit the garden before or after the class, but you do have an opportunity to learn about some things from Lou Gardens, but you can do it from home if you like. So, again, you can go to lougardens.org, ORG and see what's available, see what classes you want to take.
And you've got your movie night back now, right?
Oh yeah, movie nights. That we'll have two more. Before I think I don't think we have them January, February, and March. But again, check the calendar on that. But movie nights are back. It's limited seating, so you have to make sure you get your tickets early enough so you can be included. But we had the movie 2 weeks ago, and it was very well attended, and people really seemed enjoy getting outside and getting some fresh air.
Yeah, and it's kind of like from what I saw, the one you got coming up on the 6th, it's kind of a date night movie, The Way We Were.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little... It's a little sloppy, you know.
Oh, I might try to get out there. So,
this is a beautiful time to come, that's for sure. Time of the year to visit the gardens.
So, what else? We got a few minutes. What else should we be working on for the next month before you come back to us, hopefully?
Well, you should be planting your vegetable and herb garden now. So everything that you can think of that you need to grow, cucumbers, squash, tomatoes, artichokes, rhubarb, cabbage, broccoli, collards, carrots, radishes, beans, everything you plant this time of year, except for those things that really like it hot. You know, you don't want to plant black-eyed peas and sweet potatoes now. But you can be growing regular potatoes now. So that would be worth thinking about as well. And then, of course, now is the time to start planting your winter bedding plants. So rather than plant things like marigolds and all of that and then cover them up when cold weather comes, why not plant those plants that can take a little bit of cold and seem to enjoy the cold? So things like pansies do really well this time of year. And there's alyssum is another one. So, you know, go to the garden centers. Don't be planting those summer things now because it's going to get cold. So be planting some of those winter annuals in anticipation of cool weather. And things like pansies and... what else is there? Calendulas and gazanias, sweet peas, all of those grow in the cool weather. So be looking for those in the store. Now, let me just say this. I've said it before, but just because a store sells it this time of the year does not mean it's the right time to plant it. So you need to go to the garden center or the home improvement store with a mind of what you need, not what they're selling. Because they sell it if they think you'll buy it. It doesn't mean it's the right time to plant it. So go to the store, know what you need to grow this time of the year, and buy that. Don't buy things like pintas and impatiens now, because... That is a summer. Those are summer annuals. You need to be switching over to the winter stuff.
Okay.
Snapdragons.
Ah, nice. Robert, thank you so much. Great having you on today. Really appreciate it. I look forward to having you back next month.
I'm always willing, you know that. And thank you for calling attention to beautiful gardens.
Thank you. Have a blessed week.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour. I've never had it so good. Entertainment. Please go vote. Please go vote. Please go vote. If you haven't done your homework first, do your homework first, then go vote. Also, remember, hurricane season is not over. There's Salon in the Atlantic. So just be cautious, please. And in the meantime, when we're dealing with this whole pandemic, be well, be safe, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.